Well, you may be seated. Now, the creative team, are you just going to sit there for a bit? You can just take a quick seat. Don't they do an amazing job? And, unless you didn't know, that was Tasha's song at the end there, but all of you guys are just incredible. Brilliant. You just fill the atmosphere with the praises of God. Good to have you here. Turn the person next to you and just say, I'm so blessed to sit next to you. We're going to talk a bit about water baptism, and then we're going to baptize some people. I love these services. They are amazing. It's such life. But before I do, I want to highlight an internship program that we've got running. Well, it's going to be starting in March, and we're taking enrollments right now. So at the back, we're going to have a little piece of paper. You can put your name down. I know there's a lot of people that have been interested. So we're going to offer a cert for community services and a cert for in chaplaincy and pastoral care. The heart of our church is to get out there in the community and help. And if you know a bit more about us, you understand that is very much what we are involved in, feeding people. We've got a new food truck ministry starting, our community food cares, a domestic violence counseling center, and prevention programs in schools. And in Cambodia, we're building a classroom there as well. We're doing so much. And we want to, and you know what? There's not a church at the moment offering this. So it's a cert for in community services and a cert for in chaplaincy. And we've got, I think, we're still waiting to hear back about 15 placements in that are going to be part funded, which means it'll make it quite a bit cheaper. So if you're interested, we'll have some of these on our information desk after the service, and put your name down, and we'll be starting sometime in March if you want to know more about it. I know there's some young people wanting to get themselves trained. Sound good? It's exciting. The Word of God says to train yourself, doesn't it? To get some knowledge, and this will just help you, and it'll actually help you get a job out there in councils and youth work and all sorts of areas. So it's going to be a brilliant course. Everyone say brilliant. Well, I love water baptism. I really do. I think it's something quite significant. I can remember the day that I got baptized. I think I had been maybe made a decision for about 6 months. And I remember the difference it made to me, and I was actually a little bit surprised. I went in thinking, you know, it's a formality. A lot of us think it's a formality to our Christianity. But it actually turned out to be something a little bit more powerful than that for me. And I felt different from the moment that I was baptized, as much as I did when I gave my life to the Lord. But there was just, there seemed to be a freedom on my life that happened through baptism. So let me just hone in for a little bit. And for some of you, this will be knowledge you know, but for some of you, I think it's an opportunity when it comes around baptism for us to focus on our own relationship with God. True? Where are you up to right now? Now, where are you sitting in your life with God? So why are we baptized? Interesting concept. We're baptized simply out of obedience. And baptism, the reason why we do it the way that we do it is because baptism isn't christening for us. If you've grown up in a traditional setting, church setting, quite often you get christened, sprinkled with water. And in our movement, when we pray for children, we call it a dedication. We dedicate them to God. We dedicate the parents to raise these children as godly, and we dedicate the children to God. And that's our prayer for all parents. And when it comes to baptism, it's something that we reserve to a child or an adult who comes to a place of understanding about what they're actually doing. Christianity is about a conscious decision for Christ. It's about living with your heart connected to God and knowing that you are connected to Him. That's why sometimes I've said to parents, you know, we've had parents who want to get their kids baptized as young as 3 or 4. And I say to parents, maybe you should wait a bit until your kids come to an age to understand what they're doing. True? It's something that's quite powerful. And I'm proud to say that one of the people being baptized today is my son, Aiden. He's 10 years of age. And he's come to an understanding. And we had a chat yesterday. We were sitting in the pool. We're talking about it. And he's come to a place of understanding about what it is to be a Christian. It's not... 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." If you have not confessed that last statement there, if you have not understood in your heart that Jesus Christ is our Savior, if you haven't renounced your sins, if you haven't accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, and if you do not declare that He died and was raised again on the third day, then I believe you're someone that shouldn't be in a position to be baptized because you're actually not understanding what salvation is. Amen? That is the importance, that's the gospel, that's the message. And when we understand that, we now what we get involved in is baptism, because baptism is a symbolization of what has happened here. You know, there's some churches out there that believe you're not saved until you're baptized. But that's kind of out there, right? And let me just bring up a verse, Luke 23:39-43. We all know the picture of Jesus on the cross, and He had two thieves on either side of Him. And Jesus turned to one of them, we know, rejected Christ, but there was one on His one side of Him. And Jesus turns to this man and He says, we're going to read this in Luke 23:39. One of the criminals who was hanged railed at Him, saying, "Are you not Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked Him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And He said to him, and truly, Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So Jesus Himself allowed a man to come into heaven to be saved, obviously without being baptized in that moment. True? So baptism isn't something that saves us. And sometimes the churches grab a hold of it, and sometimes they grab a hold of christening and saying that if you're christened, you are therefore a Christian. But the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that you have to consciously make a decision to become a Christian. Amen? It's something that we have to identify with. And baptism for us as believers is us being obedient to Christ and understanding. So why do we become baptized? Well, the number one reason for me and for many of us as believers in this place is we do it because Jesus commanded us to. True? That's why we do it. We do it because we love Him, because we're devoted to Him, because our hearts are for Christ. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Jesus Himself was baptized by John the Baptist. It's something that we identify with. There are places in the world, and you've probably heard this, but there are places like India where it's very easy for a person to accept Christ. because they accept him as many gods. They have multiple gods, sometimes thousands of gods, hundreds of gods. And a Christian comes along and says, hey, I want to tell you about Jesus. And they go, sure, fantastic, I love Jesus, he's awesome. And they add him to the shelf with all the other gods. And they put him on the shelf. But the hardest thing to do in some of those nations is get those people to come to a place where they are going to renounce every other god, and they're going to call Jesus the one and only true God, and they were going to baptize themselves under that understanding. I'll tell you what, the queue gets a lot shorter. Are you hearing me? Because there's something about baptism. There's something about the public display of coming up here and deciding that in front of your friends, your family, those around you, that you are going to identify with Christ in such a physical and powerful way. Amen? For many of us in this room, you might have made a decision for Christ in your own bedroom. True? I know some people who have grown up Christians all their life, they can't consciously think of a time. My wife's a little bit like that. She can't think of an actual day or date or time when she gave her life. She just was always a Christian. Aren't I blessed? Because I certainly wasn't. There was a defined time and date. I had this massive car accident and almost died, and then I waited for 2 weeks, and all this went on in my life. And I remember I sent my parents to church, they were thinking I was going to come, and then they went. I wanted to do it myself, and halfway through the service, the altar call came, and I remember walking down to give my life to Christ. A defined moment at 21 years of age. That was it. Everything changed. But for some of you, who can't actually pinpoint a time, but you've just known that you've been a Christian most of your life, all your life. Yep, Lord is. Joe, all the people I know. Yeah. They're the ones that can actually fly around. They're amazing. Came straight out of heaven. But you know what? When you identify here with baptism, you're actually physically identifying with Christ. You're actually making a public declaration. It might be symbolism, but I tell you what, it's incredibly powerful. So why? What is the symbolism that we talk about? Why is it so important? Here's some thoughts this morning. When we immerse ourselves. And the Bible actually does talk about Jesus being fully immersed, not sprinkled, fully immersed. Yes, ladies, the hair has to get wet. I know. I've actually had that. I used to be a new Christian's pastor, one of my first roles, and I actually had some girls that just go, you know, is there a way we can do it without wetting my hair? Really? The Bible talks about full immersion because the symbolism is powerful. That you're identifying with the death of Christ. You're identifying with your old life, your old nature, the sin, the hold that the devil's had over you. And he tends to try to, for us as Christians, it's called condemnation. He fills your mind with all the wrong things that many of you are quite afraid to come into church. Quite often you'll feel repelled by church because the devil's messing with your mind, telling you that you are not worthy to be around these people, that you are a sinner, and those things you've done in the past are holding on to you. And what baptism does, it says that when you identify with Christ, you go into the water, and when you come up, you are completely new. Everything's washed away. Are you hearing me? You're fresh, you emerge something. The Word of God says you become a new creation. Brand new. It's more than a reset button. It's a complete transformation. You're someone that is, there is no hold. The enemy, whatever he's had on you, is now called condemnation. Which means you do not need to receive the arguments of condemnation in your mind. Are you hearing me? Jesus says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. None whatsoever. Are you with me? You can listen to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you into sanctification. He'll lead you into a better life. But condemnation is a different tone. It tells you you're not supposed to be here. You shouldn't be in this church. You shouldn't be sitting next to this person. They're better than you are. That you're a sinner. That God's angry and hates you. And he despises you. And you shouldn't be around him. That's condemnation's voice. It's amazing how many believers open their lives to that voice. God wants us to have freedom. We identify that the old nature is gone. Romans 6, verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would be no longer enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. I declare every Christian in this place set free from sin. That is the nature of the new life that you have inside of you. Amen? And you have every right, every access to connect to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And God wants you to connect with him. Even if you are in sin right now, you have a right to connect with God. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because you will never defeat your sin without God. And if the devil somehow gets in your mind and says that you need to separate yourself from God because he doesn't want to accept you, then you are never going to get over your sin because you need God to deal with your sin. Amen? So don't take the lies of the enemy. If you're in sin, run to God. Number two, without coming up out of the water, we identify. When we come up out of the water, we identify with the fact that we are a new creation. We're raised with Christ. Amen? We're raised with him. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? I love new things. I love the newness of life that flows over us. The Word of God says that his mercies are new every morning. Who's had a new car? It's nothing like your new car. It starts off smelling that new car smell. It looks perfect. If it's your wife's car, it looks perfect for about a day. And then there's bits of food, and then there's chips stuffed down the seat, and then there's wrappers, and then there's, yeah. We can't identify with that. It's like if you're trying to identify with God's mercies are new every morning, it's like someone giving you a new car every single morning. Would that be good? Hey, Andrew, here's your car. Getting your new car. I'm in my new car. Next morning, you're in your new car. You're in your new car. How good would that be? That's the only way to somehow get your mind close to what God has set over your life. Amen? You wake up every morning and his mercies, his grace, it's brand new. It's flowing. His forgiveness flows over your life. Some people get so sin-focused. You get sin focused, friend, you're going to struggle with it. Get new life focused. Wake up every morning, say, God, your grace and your mercies. You know what? Sin doesn't separate us from God. Sin, if you allow it, there's consequences to sin and it's going to complicate your life. True? But it doesn't separate you from God. Are you getting that? And the only way for your life to be transformed and go from strength to strength is if you keep that connection with God. God will draw you out of that life. His new life in you will draw you and draw you and draw you and draw you. And you'll start to feel the release of sin and the trappings of the enemy, and the temptations will start to die down. And you'll keep walking towards Him in relationship. That's what He's got for you. That's what a repentant life is, walking away from your sin towards Christ. Amen? Every day with sanctification working, it's a process. If you're in sin, it's a process. But if you somehow think that God doesn't accept you where you are right now in your sin, you're in trouble, because you believe in condemnation. And you're going to start trying to live this life on your own instead of with Jesus. Are you with me? You can't do it on your own. When will you learn that? It's taken me a few... This life is not supposed to be lived. This sanctified life, a sanctified life is Christ constantly working. That's why we keep talking about relationship, staying in the Word, and you keep walking away and the new life just starts to disappear. And some of you will start to just become completely new. This life inside of you will transform you, and some people around you will go, man, you've changed. You are a selfish so-and-so. Now all I can see is this new life that's in you. Amen? That's why baptism is so powerful. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, the last thing I just want to focus on. When you come up out of this water, you are a new creation. But you've got to realize that you are born into a loving family. Amen? Everything's different. If you've been isolated, if you've been alone, maybe the life that you've had in the past, you're in a completely different place right now. Galatians 3, verse 27 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ." Are you with me? There's a new family. There's a new start. There's a new community. There's a new relationship that's over your life. Ephesians 2:19, "For then you are no longer strangers or aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." Amen? You know, we declared over our church this year, Psalms 133. We released it last week. Blessed, listen to this. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head running down the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion, and there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." Amen? Can I tell you, when you give your life in baptism, we become your family. Amen? I know that can be quite daunting, just quietly, but this becomes a household. You become part of a family. And God's commandment is that we live and dwell in unity, that we have one God. Amen? True? And that we fight for that and we live under that place. And when we live under that unity, when we understand what that unity is, it flows right out. When the world sees the love that we have for each other, that's the greatest example of God's love that we can show to the world out there. True? True? This love that we have for one another is our example of God working in our lives. And I encourage you, with baptism, there is a new connection that you have. And if Bay City is your place, then come in and love and get to understand what it is to be part of a community, to be filled with that understanding that we live and dwell and we work together on the purposes that God has for us. Amen? God doesn't want you to be isolated. The enemy does. The enemy works in isolation and he works in darkness. God wants us to walk together and unify and head towards what God has for us in our lives. Amen? Let me finish. Romans chapter 6, verse 3-7. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Listen to this. For if we have been unified with him in his death, like his, we shall certainly be unified with him in the resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin, for one who has died has been set free from sin. Amen. So today we're going to baptize some people. And I really do love this part. I think it's so powerful. And quite often people don't understand really what's going to happen in their lives when they allow themselves to come into this place. So we're going to get ready. We'll get the creative team to come back. I'm going to get Rachel, who basically tells me what to do all the time. She knows everything. And we need a couple of our guys. We need Chris Savolis. And Joe as well. You know. Well. Well, Chris, have you got a license for those? Well, we're going to start with some of our kids from our kids' church. So we're going to start with the huge man of God, Gabriel Garcia. You're going to come up right now. Give him a hand. Why don't you just cross your hands like that? That's awesome. Well, let me just ask a question. Gabriel, do you love Jesus?
Yeah, sure. Of course I do.
That was confident. And who is he? Who's Jesus to you?
He's my everything, and he's been there all my life, and he's he's been there all my life.
Awesome. Awesome. And there's a very proud mum, right? So we're going to baptize you. So you want to say it, Chris, as you do?
By the confession of your faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Beautiful. God, we just pray that you would just seal this decision on this young man. God, I thank you for the words that came out of his mouth. God, that you are his everything. God, I pray that he would just stay in your world, God. He'd stay under your covering, God. Stay under your word. And God, he would go from strength to strength, Father God. God, we commission and command, God, your protection and your anointing upon him in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Ooh, maybe later. We might hold off the certificates. They'll get wet. Who we got next? Wow, this young man, I know this young man quite well, Aiden Harper. Well, first question is, how good is your dad? He never performs when I ask him to. So tell me, Aidy, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And Why are you getting baptized this morning?
Because I'm putting my life toward Jesus.
Awesome. Emotional dad. So we're going to baptize them right now. Come on. Chris, you ready?
By confession of your faith, as Jesus is your Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. God, we just pray. God, we just pray, Father God. God, I pray for your resting upon his life. God, I pray that he would just grow in the knowledge of you, God. God, I pray that you would be the center of his life, God. God, I pray that his heart, God, he would know that he has a stamp upon his heart, that your name, that your kingdom is stamped upon his heart, God. God, that he is known that he is owned by you, God, and your purposes and your causes upon his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Joshua, what a great name. How exciting, all these young men of God getting baptized. So, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And who's Jesus to you?
He's my everything and he's always there when I'm sad or angry.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to baptize you, Josh.
Confession is Jesus is your Savior. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Awesome. God, we just pray your seal upon his life. Your seal upon his life, God. God, I just pray, Father God, that you would just rest upon him. God, I pray that he would never be able to escape your presence and your love upon his heart, that you would always surround him and hold him, God. God, that he would have a reason for the hope that he has. It would come out of his lips and it would be you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beautiful. Sky. There she is. Martina. Beautiful. Do you love Jesus, guy?
Yes.
So why are you getting baptized today?
Because Jesus is my Savior and him so much.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Come on, let's just pray. Ready?
Lord, we pray, Father, you look after this young one, Father. And I pray in Jesus' name, Father, that you raise her up from the waters of baptism as a Christian. Yes, God. By the confession of her faith, we baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Jesus. Spirit of God. Jesus. God, I thank you for the softness that you put upon this girl, God. God, I pray that she would just grow up to be a young woman, that God, whose life is steered and focused on you and your purposes, God. God, we pray for protection over her, God. God, we pray for release of your spirit, Father God, that she would know you and grow in you and wisdom in you, God, from a young age, God. We pray that she have a wisdom beyond her years, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tyrell. Wow. Tyrell, do you love Jesus?
Yes. Yes.
And so why are you being baptized today?
So I get free of all my sins.
Fantastic. Good confession. Come on, Chris, why don't we baptize?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this young one, Father. By his confession, we baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus. God, we thank you for Tyrell. God, we thank you for the new life that he has on the inside of him. God, I pray, Father God, that he would sense your love and your excitement drawing him into his future. That, God, that you would put your protection upon him, upon the decision that he has made, God, today, God, that he is owned by you and he would know it, God, and he would steer his life knowing that he has your stamp upon his heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Where's Melissa? Come on, Mel. Yeah. In case you didn't know, this is Tyrell's mum. This is very exciting, the family. Being baptized, and we've got Ulysses coming up. Very, very, very exciting. And let me just start with, how long have you been a Christian, Melissa?
Just really 2 years.
2 years. And so who's Jesus to you?
He's my father, he's my love, he's my everything.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to baptize you right now, Mel. Come on, Chris.
By your confession of your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. God, we just pray right now that she would just sense the newness. And God, I stand against thoughts of condemnation, God. God, any thought that would hold her to the past, that would hold her back, Father God, from all that you have for her. God, I pray for a fresh release in her spirit, God. God, I pray for a confidence and authority in you, God, to come forth, Father God, in her life. God, we speak, Father God, that she will be able to be someone, God, that out of her mouth will come great hope for you, God. Great hope for the gospel, God, that she will affect those around her, God. That people would see, Father God, the life that's been transformed into her, Father God, that she is new, God. God, we thank you, Father God. Give her a fresh sense of the anointing that's on her life right now. Right now, Holy Spirit. Right now. Spirit of God, let it rest. Holy Spirit. You know, well, I think there's going to be a boldness that's going to come upon you. A boldness. A boldness to speak out God's word to your friends and those around you. There's going to be a boldness that's proclaiming God over your life. And, you know, the enemy's done his bit to try and bring your past and sweat it around in your head. But I just really believe that's been broken today and there's going to be a fresh boldness that comes upon you. Amen. Ulysses, where? Oh, there. Just right up the front, Ulysses. Now, I'm going to bring up some confessions of your golfing buddies. Yeah. I met them here just a bit earlier, and one of them told me to hold you down a little bit longer. Yeah. It's obviously because you keep winning. I think that's the case. They want a competitive edge. But how long have you been a Christian, Ulysses?
Oh, in and out for quite a long time, but like Melissa said, we all kind of came together at the same time, so we really got serious, I guess, at about 2 years, yeah, now.
And tell me, I mean, who is Jesus to you?
I don't even know where to begin. The Alpha, the Omega, the Creator. You know, that wonderful sunset you see? I don't know where to begin.
You know, I think the way that God's touching you right now is just obvious of how much He means to you and how much He's in your spirit and how much He's taking control of your life. And He's just set it in order, hasn't He? You know, God is, you know, I feel to say to you that God has just set your house in order, but He set it in order for His use. He's done a cleanup, He's done a reorganize, He's done a reordering, but there comes a new season of reuse in you. He's gonna start to feel the calling of God drawing on your heart, and He's gonna put assignments on your heart for His kingdom. Amen. We're gonna baptize you now. Come on.
By the confession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus.
Jesus. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. Give Him a sense, the anointing that's on Him. God, give Him a sense, Father God, that you have saved Him for a purpose, for a reason, God. That you have set in His heart such love and devotion to you, that you have put a joy in His spirit, God. You've put a freedom in Him, Father God, that is tangibly noticeable to those about Him, God. And you're going to use that freedom. You're going to use that love that He has to draw others to you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yeah, a season of use is what I see. Healer sees He's put your house in order. He's worked on you. You've allowed sanctification to work in your life and bring it. And God's going to open the doors of use, opportunities all around you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Spirit of God. Amen. Jeffrey Snowden. Where is he? Amen. So how long have you been a Christian, Jeff?
From 5 years old. I've probably been about 5 years now, recently.
So just tell us a bit about, who's Jesus to you?
He's someone who I relied on heavily in the last few years, especially in recent months. Someone who hasn't let me down yet, and someone I'd like to just become closer to.
Hey man, we're going to baptize you right now.
Thank you, Lord. Father, by the confession of Jeffrey's faith, I pray, Father, you fill him with your spirit. Lord, we baptize him in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Jesus. Spirit of God. God, we just thank you for this man. You know, Jeff, you're like a tree, a pillar in your family and those about you. You're like a solid tree that stands, and you've got the nature of Christ. What you said, that faithfulness, that one that never lets you down, that's the nature, that's the way that people see you. And I tell you what, I just believe by your faithfulness and your obedience today that you're going to spark something right across your family, that people are going to turn to that strength that's on the inside of you. There's like an iron rod inside of you, and it's God, and it's always been God, and it's been something that people have recognized in you, but now they're going to start to see the truth of that strength, and that strength inside of you is your devotion to God. It's that faithfulness that God has placed inside of you. It's permeated out and people have seen it. And I just believe there's going to be a harvest in your family because of this. And God, we just believe for it. God, I believe, Father God, for a harvest of souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is Mel. What is it, Rebecca? Sorry, Rebecca. Come on in. I remember Rebecca came on the scene, full of life, radically saved, true, radically saved, and she's almost at everything. One of those people that get, when God touches their life, they just get involved in everything. And I love that enthusiasm you got, Rebecca. I love it. It's on your, you know, you're up here on singing in choir, and you're at the prayer meeting, you're in everything. I love that spirit. So, how long have you been saved?
6 months now.
6 months. So tell us a bit about, who's Jesus to you?
He saved my life, and he's my brother, my father. He's my everything with Bay City.
Amen. So we're going to baptize you right now.
By the confession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Spirit of God. God, we just believe, Father God, a release of the past of Rebecca, God. God, let the foothold that the enemy has had for many, many years, God, let it be broken, Father God. God, let his devices, his schemes, his plans to hold her and keep her connected, God, to her past and her hurt and her pain, God. God, we pray, Father God, that she would sense a freedom right now, that, God, she would know that she is a new creation. God, that the past has been, God, it's been completely broken in Jesus' name, that there is no condemnation for those that are in love with Christ Jesus as she is today. And God, I pray for a release right now, that she would sense your ownership upon her life, your protection and your seal over her life. In Jesus' name, we declare to you, the enemy, you have no right over this woman. She is a woman of God. She is a child of God. She has the name of Jesus Christ stamped across her life. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Okay. A quick changeover, and then we're going to ask Sienna. Whoa. Beautiful. Sienna, just how long have you been a Christian?
All my life.
You're one of those, all your life. Fantastic. And just tell us, who is he to you?
He's what my whole life has revolved around. Like, he's pretty much the reason I exist and the reason we're all here. So.
Beautiful. What a great confession. Come on, right now we're going to baptize you. Ready?
By the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. God, we just pray that this young woman would, Father God, just love you all her days. God, we just pray, Father God, protection, Father God, over her life, God. God, I thank you for the freedom that she has in you. God, I thank you for the simplicity of her spirit towards you, God. God, that she loves you wholeheartedly, God. And God, I pray that you would begin to speak to her in such a strong way and guide her life, Father God, that her steps and her life would be ordered by you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, put your seal and stamp upon her, your protection over her, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Justin, good. Come on. So how long have you been a Christian, Justin?
Around a year and a half now.
Year and a half? So who's Jesus to you?
He's pretty much my Lord and Savior. He's like whatever else. He's there all the time when I'm down, when I'm up. Yeah.
So why are you being baptized today? What's your heart reason?
Just pretty much to get closer to him, to know him more, so he can be in my life, and hopefully I can bring my family to him as well.
Amen. Great confession. Great. Come on, Maddie.
By the public declaration of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Spirit of God. Spirit of God. And God, we just declare that Justin is owned by you. God, we declare it before for the heavenlies, God, before the spiritual realm, Father God, that there is no condemnation. God, that he is yours, that your stamp is upon his life, that God, that his soul is owned by you, God. God, that your purposes and plans, Father God, let them be revealed to him. God, I pray that this young man would, Father God, turn his life to focus on your purposes, God. God, that he would sense, Father God, a drawing towards the reason that he was created, for the purpose that you created him for, God. God, I pray, Father God, that he would sense in him a release, God, to chase after you and your kingdom and your cause in Jesus' name. God, seal this decision today. Seal it upon his heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beautiful. Why don't we stand to our feet? You know, the last thing I want to do in this service this morning, just for a moment, just close your eyes. You know, what we've seen today is a public display of one of the most important, the most powerful, the most intimate decisions that you could ever make for your life. And I want just for a moment, I want everyone in this room just to consider yourself. Don't think about anyone else. And I want you to ask yourself, do you know Jesus in a real way? Is there no doubt as to your relationship, your connection with Christ? Have you given your life to him? Have you freely decided that he is your Lord and Savior? Have you freely asked for his forgiveness over your sin? Have you repented? Have you allowed your life to come under the covering of Jesus Christ? Have you entered into eternity in your heart? Is there no doubt in you whatsoever in this place? Because every single one of us will not escape the moment when we stand before God alone, and it won't be about our friends or our family or our loved ones. It'll be about us, and we'll be asked to give account for our lives. And I pray, friend, today that you would know that you know that you know that you are a Christian, which means Christ in me. So what I'm going to do now, with every eye closed, I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you've never prayed this prayer, I pray you pray it with all your heart. And I'm going to ask every believer in this place to pray this prayer as well. But if for you in this place, maybe you need to rededicate your life afresh to Jesus this morning. But if you've never prayed this prayer, I pray that you mean it from your heart. So let's do this together as church. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me, that you took away my sin and my wrongdoing, as I ask for your forgiveness. And you replaced it with your grace and your mercy, that eternity was placed in my heart, that I'm a child of God, that I'm a Christian, which means Christ in me. And that today, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Every eye closed, just for a moment longer, just for a moment. If you prayed that as a rededication or very first time, I want you just to put your hand up. If you prayed that for the first time, you meant it with your heart, thank you. Two people here. Another person there as well. Anyone else? Great. Two people at the back, two people here. Everyone look this way for a moment. Can I just ask those people that raise your hand, can I ask you to do one more thing for me? Can I ask you to make your way down the front here? I'd love to meet you, because the decision you've made today is one of the most powerful decisions you could ever make in your life. So those two that raise your hand, could you come and meet me down here? And the two up there, please. Come on. You can bring your prayer. Awesome. Sorry, what's your name? Tina? Tina. Awesome decision. What's your name? Fernando. Brilliant. And we got some other couple coming at the moment. You know what? No accident you're here today. No accident that God's worked on. I can see for you. I can see God working on your life right now. I can see that this decision you've made is important. And for you guys, awesome. Bless you. I talked to you earlier, but you know what? I just think this is a strong rededication. Now, you know, we saw you quite a few months ago, but you've got a family, you've got a household now, and I think this is a powerful decision that you've made for your family and for yourselves, a rededication before God, and God's going to honor that over your lives. Amen? So I'm just going to pray for you guys, and then I would love you to have a quick chat with Gareth right here, and we're going to take you away, just have a quick chat with you, and Lou as well. Is that okay? But just close your eyes. Why don't you stretch your hands towards these lovely couples here? God, I thank you for the genuineness of their hearts. God, I thank you for this decision that have been made today. God, I pray that you would seal these decisions. God, that they would understand, God, that this is no accident. But God, what they've decided to do today is to give their lives to you, God, to open their lives to your eternity, Father God, to your blessing over their lives, God, to your leading. And God, I pray that this household, this family would know you in such a real way, Father God, that you would burst into their home, God, and they would know your wisdom in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Why don't we give the Lord a hand? So what I'm going to get you guys is have a quick chat with these guys afterwards. So if you just make your way with Gareth and I'd love to just to take you off into the cafe. And there's Chris up the back there to meet with you. Brilliant. Awesome. Well, that's all we've got. We're sorry we've got a little bit over, but baptisms normally do. Can I just pray a blessing over you before you go? Close your eyes for a moment. God, we thank you. We thank you for newness of life. God, I thank you that every one of us in this room, God, know what it is to have your newness in our lives. God, I pray that we would understand that your mercies are new every single morning. And God, I pray we would live under that revelation in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, church. If you're all visiting with us, we'd love to see you in our cafe out the back there. God bless you.